Tuesday night, Orla Beis Teves, Chavis Haldovus, Shar Cheshbon HaNefesh. Okay, now back in business, as is Hashem. So, Shar Cheshbon HaNefesh, you sold one, is that it does not mean Cheshbon HaNefesh, what people take Cheshbon HaNefesh to mean, although he's not against that, and he's going to say himself how to do it. It's one of the 30 things he says, but in the Chavis Haldovus is parlance. Cheshbon HaNefesh means thinking about things. Thinking about things, which people, very big fight nowadays. People don't like to think about things. They like to be swept up with the media, and you tell them to think, and then it gives them a headache. Thinking gives them a headache. So, he says you have to think about all sorts of things. You can't just do things and just have to think about things. That's the Hagdama. And Perek Rishon, really. Perek Rishon just brings down, really, the Perek Rishon is just psukim to that effect. Perek Sheni is that everyone's mechuyev to do this, everybody according to their own seichel, wherever everybody has different seichel. So everybody will do it differently. But the main thing, the common denominator, Cheshbon HaNefesh, is, of course, Chavis Haldovus, is to the feeling of gratitude to Hashem for everything he did for you. And if you don't know what that is, because the dollar went down a 0.01 decimal point, so you're feeling kind of annoyed at Hashem now, so you should learn Shar HaBechina and get back on track with gratitude. That's like the main Cheshbon HaNefesh. And again, according to the depth in which a person, you know, some people will say, okay, and they'll be able to realize how many steps in their lives, but he just focuses on that Cheshbon HaNefesh. Some people will think about it and will realize how many steps in their lives things could have ended up differently. I get personal, like in my life, like I had this great Rebbe, Reb Mendel Kaplan Zatzal, and I had this great Rosh Yeshiva, Reb Abba Berman Zatzal, and I had a few very good friends, a few bad friends too, which my parents let me never fail to remind me about. But I had some good friends. And really, and I look back at my life, like it's not mukhrich, I didn't do anything to I chose to do it. Really, I'm not even talking about my wife. Every person has that. But like, you know, you look back and you, and according to the sophistication of your thought, you're able to do this. And the Chavis Haldovus holds you should always do this and always think about it. You know? So you say, when are we supposed to do it? It's a good question. I don't know the answer. When are you supposed to do Shara Bechina? When we did Shara Bechina here, remember, like for around a year? I think we did it for 5 minutes or 10 minutes, it turned into. When I'm running with the ladies now, Shara Bechina, we're just starting, I say 20 minutes a day. At least that's the goal, 20 minutes a day to. There he's not talking about the feeling of Hakaras HaTov either. He's talking about just examining nature and history and the world and your body and then just examining. Shara Bechina means the Shara of examination. Al Kaponim, so we're up to Paragimel now. Paragimel of Shara Cheshbon HaNefesh is the most interesting part of the whole Chavis Haldovus. I'll say that. It's just a fascinating parak. He goes through, he chooses 30 concepts that a person should think about. So number one, you're going to be, roll your eyeballs and say, here we go again with thanking Hashem for the fact that you exist. But first of all, there's really a lot to think about. I really talked about it in depth by Dr. Blass's Sudas Odor. I talked about that thanking Hashem that you're alive is really on a totally different level than the usual. You say, I have gratitude that I could see and that I could hear and that my spleen works and that my kidneys work and that my liver works and that I could, you know, those are lists. But thanking Hashem for your existence is on a whole different level. So he starts with that, but he has 30 concepts, 30 ideas, 30 principles. I don't know, I'm not sure what words to use. And each one is a whole world of thinking. And it's just fascinating. You could spend your whole life. Someone wrote a sefer now. Someone wrote a sefer. I found it in the store. Someone wrote a sefer on Shaar Cheshbon HaNefesh. I don't know who the person is. I didn't even have a chance. Believe me, I didn't have a chance to look at the sefer yet. But it's a sefer on Shaar Cheshbon HaNefesh. And he only gets, this is on the first eight. He's on the first eight of 30. And I don't know if he's going to go on. Seven, what are the ones? The first seven. He has seven, the first seven concepts he has here. I don't know who the person is even. It's just, it was in the store. I bought it. I said, wow. I never chose to look at it yet. Okay. Ulinyan lekam upon him, how many ways ye a cheshman odom im nafsho lefnei Hashem yisadar v'yisromo. And again, in the Chavis, although this is terminology, we're talking about thinking. Cheshbon is to be mechashev, to think, to be choshev. And he's not talking about the cheshbon hanefesh of the sefer called cheshbon hanefesh, sefer cheshbon hanefesh, where you have your boxes and you have the midos and you think about your day. Or even not those boxes, but just, it's recommended by, you know, if you're serious about it, it's recommended that every night you make a cheshbon hanefesh before you go to sleep. That's not what he's talking about here. Omar, he uses the words differently. Omar, ki ofani ha-cheshbon binyan hazeh rab ma'od. Really, a lot of things to think about. Ach akatzer mehen shloshim ponim. I will whittle it down to a very specific number. I'm going to give you 30 concepts, 30 ideas. Asher mehen, when you study these 30 ideas, you will end up with the whole gamut of your avodas Hashem. Thinking about these things will teach you something about your avodas Hashem. And when you do all 30, he says you will have the whole. Now again, just like points on a line, you can always squeeze in another one. But if you do these 30, he says, Yisboru koach hayuvim hamutolam ala odom. That's not quite a statement. Yisboru koach hayuvim hamutolam ala odom l'shem Yisroman v'yisader. Kashayalem alibo, when it occurs to him. V'yikabel alatzmo l'hizbonein bohem, and he accepts my challenge to think about them. L'hizbonein bohem. V'lizkor osom tamid, and you know, you're always thinking about your. You don't lose sight of them. Like the Sheish Mitzvah Tzmidiyas, when I learned with the kids, with the Bar Mitzvah boys, the pshat is you're always aware of it, just like a person who's married. Like he's not thinking about getting married, but he always walks around with the awareness that he's married, and that he always does. Like normal people we're talking about, right? So I'm Jewish, right? I'm Jewish, I'm married. I'm living in Eretz Yisrael. Like you don't think about those things. They're just part of who you are and part of what you are. They're always on your mind, so to speak. I don't know if the word is. They're always part of your consciousness, or maybe I should say part of your semi-consciousness. But that's the Sheish Mitzvahs to me. This means everything you do. So like everything I do.
Psyche.
What?
Part of your psyche.
Part of your psyche. Like everything I do is with the knowledge that I'm married, let's say, or that I'm living in Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, like, I don't know. I go to the machine, I'm in Eretz Yisrael, so I can't get Mountain Dew, you know. I know that already. I'm not disappointed. It's part of my mental makeup that I can't get Mountain Dew or Dietary Pepsi, I'm sorry. So the Sheish Mitzvahs Tamidius really is that. Like everything you do, you have an awareness that Hashem exists and that Hashem Echad and Yiras Hashem and Avas Hashem, and lo yilchol him acherim al ponoi and v'lo susur achrei levav chaverachrei neichim. See, I got it right, Rabbi Weinberg. Got it. See. Okay, so here he says these 30 things. I'm explaining the phrase v'lizkar osam tamid. You always have to remember them. He means it should seep its way into your consciousness, into your psyche, and some of them are very sophisticated. I said over number 24 in two Shabbos drushes, I said over number 24. That's a very sophisticated idea. Never rely on past preconceived notions, no matter what. Always go back to the beginning, and as you mature and as your seichel matures, rethink all these things that you learned about, whether it's Chumash or Siddur or Gemara or Mishnayos. Relearn them, because now you have more seichel and you'll understand it in a deeper way, in a better way, in a more sophisticated way, in a more mature way. I don't know when you're supposed to do all of these things, by the way. Don't ask me. So that's like number 24. That's a sophisticated idea. That's not kid stuff. But so that's 30 things he has, what you should think about. Tchilas, or number one, is number one. Okay, we have to stop here, I guess. We don't have to, but we choose to. Number one is to think about the fact that you exist and not to feel entitled to your existence. So you're always grateful to Hashem that you exist, that you're not a rock or a tree, or a rock or an island, I should say, maybe. And you're not an animal, and you're not dirt or soil, or you're not inanimate. You're organic, is that the right word? You're organic, and that you're a person, and then you go, that you're, be aware that it's not mukhrach, right? And that's probably, you know, there's always a sense of entitlement that fights the feeling of gratitude. That's what he writes himself in Shara Avodas Elokim and Shara HaBechina, that it's, people have a sense of entitlement to the things they have. And probably the biggest sense of entitlement is to exist. Like, you don't even realize it. So we wake up in the morning, you know, we say Moda'ani, but that's a very powerful sentence, Moda'ani. It means I'm not entitled to be here. That's already life and death. But he says the fact that you were created, the fact that you were created as a person, like, that is already, like, so overwhelming. So, like, wow, thank you. Like, you couldn't. Okay.